Amos and Danny on the new Hit 107. Danny's got some news for us.
I certainly do. And I'll tell you what, guys, this is probably the hardest thing I've ever had to do on radio. And I've jumped out of a plane before for radio. So this is
What? How do we when the, why did I miss out on that? What's going on?
Yes, at the very start of my career. Look, I guess I've always been a big fan of honesty is the best policy approach on things. So people have probably read the story in the Times of this morning that I am leaving the Amos and Danny Breakfast Show. And I say that, oh God, it's a hard thing to say, but I'm just going to I guess explain what's happening. You know, there's certain things in my personal life that I want to explore. Unfortunately, as you know, Amos, because we've had many conversations, my levels of happiness haven't been up there in the last 6 to 12 months of my life. And I guess I've made a decision to spend some time looking after myself, you know, to step away from radio and take care of my personal life for a little while and delve into some other passions of my life. And I guess just build back that happiness that I think we all in life deserve to feel and be in that good place where we can bring joy, not just to ourselves, but bring joy to others as well.
100%. And I mean, I can say we started radio together. I did my first ever trial with you as a fresh little pup. In Gosford, and you've been there for me from the start, and we moved to Adelaide, and it's been amazing having you here launch this with me. But I have seen, like, you know, it's a tough job, and you've done it for a lot longer than I have. And if things in your personal life aren't going well, this is a real tough slog to get up every single morning and have to, you know, be really, really happy. And I just think you've made a really brave decision. I'm desperately sad about it, though, because, you know, I wish we could keep working on this show.
I know, and it's like I'm starting life fresh. I've been in radio now for about 6 years, and this decision has been kind of in my mind for the last 3.5 months. And I made it about 2.5 weeks ago. And for the first 3 days, I was like, "Yes, okay, great." You know, I've made this decision. I'm going to start fresh. I can work on myself and my happiness at the moment. And then I woke up on Sunday morning, and I was like, "Oh my God, am I insane? Like, what am I doing?" You know, because I guess looking from the outside, this is the dream job. You know, people think that we get here just before 6 and we leave at 9, and it is fantastic. And I've had some great moments, but it is a job that is consuming. You know, you have to be mentally and physically in the best place possible. And unfortunately,
and look, you're in a new city, and you've been away from home for a very long time. And I mean, when I'd go away on camp for 3 days, I'd be like, "Oh, where's mummy?" So, you know, I 100% know what it's like to be a bit, you know, to be away from home, and everything sort of must magnify.
Yeah, yeah. So unfortunately, I'm not in that place at the moment. So I've made the decision to leave. Now, I do want to say, thank you to Adelaide. I've absolutely fallen in love with this city. I've fallen in love with this radio station and the people here. And I am so grateful for the experience and grateful to you, Amos, and Button Pusher Jack. I'll be calling you guys, you know, I'll be checking in.
So I mean, the great tragedy is I now have to learn Spanish and Portuguese.
Yeah.
Do you know how many of our Portuguese listeners are going to be like, "Who's going to speak Portuguese in the morning?"
Exactly. But let's make
this. We just lost 4 listeners.
Exactly. Look, let's make this a positive thing. I am, you know, moving on to good things, taking care of myself, and let's have fun. We've got 2 more weeks of shows.
2 more weeks.
And let's just
kill it. Is it fair to say, Dan, you're going to finally become the Dalai Lama and go and teach yoga in India?
You never know. I have been delving into the yoga lately. I'm doing yoga teacher training and all of that. So maybe I will. I'm going to be in India at the end of the year for sure.
Man, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say. It's like I'm not very good at being serious, but I've loved having you on here.
Aw, thank you. All right, let's end there before I start crying.